Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line today, Friday, August 1st. And starting yesterday, we had some wonderful weather. Looks like it's going to be there, be wonderful again today. And for the next few days, it's going to be relatively warm. So I'm sure people are out doing some fishing, putting fish up, getting things, berry picking. Iris, have you been out by berry? Oh, because I'm Diane McGaquin, and with me is Iris, and I will be doing the show today. Hello, Iris.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Have you been out berry picking yet?
Yeah, we went on a little day trip on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so sunny that day, but there was a lot of mosquitoes and gnats, but we got as much as we wanted on
really?
A day trip. But
I
hope we get to go camping this weekend.
What berries did you get?
Salmon berries.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like a little blueberries, just some though. Some looked ready, but some weren't. But
mm-hmm.
I got the ones that looked ready.
I feel like there's not as many blueberries this year for some reason.
There was so much where we went on Monday. Yeah. I forget where we went, but it wasn't too far from here. But there was a lot of blueberries.
Oh, you forgot where you went? Yeah, you just don't want to say where you went.
I wonder if it was a little past Tunt Fish Camp,
oh, okay.
I think.
Well, you don't have to give it away.
Yeah.
I found one patch of salmon berries.
Was it around here?
Yeah, it was within, well, I could walk to it.
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was out at Old BIA, but down, well, I'm actually going to raffle the location, so.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. But there's only like, I'm going to say 50 berries, and I've been watching them, and as they ripen, I just go ahead and eat them right then and there. Yeah, they're perfect.
They are.
And the other one is, do you ever eat the, well, the English word is nagoon berry, but it's a tiny, it has a pink flower at first, it's low to the ground, and then it has a little tiny berry that looks like a really tiny raspberry. Have you ever seen those?
Mm-mm.
My gosh, when they're,
I don't think so.
Yeah, when they're ripe, they taste like a little strawberry.
Oh.
They're very sweet,
mm-hmm.
But there's not so many of them that you would really gather, you know, gallons of them like you do with some other berries. But they're really nice right now.
Yum.
So I got those. And then crowberries, lots of crowberries.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see much of those where we went, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot.
Yeah. It's very exciting, the berry reports. Okay, yeah. So anyway, I'm going to give out the numbers to everyone. And if you'd like to call in and share with us, that'd be wonderful. Our numbers are 907-543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. Right, yes. Okay. So, one announcement is the City of Bethel is seeking community feedback on whether the Bethel Police Department should participate in the television program On Patrol Live. This is a community issue, and your perspective is important. And if you go to the City of Bethel, Alaska, Facebook page, there's a link to a feedback form that you can go to and give your opinions on this television show. This is a television show where camera people do ride-alongs with local police and ride around through town, and then when there's a call, they film the going to the call and the arrest and all of that. So you are welcome to give your opinion on that. August 12th, City Council will be having that'll be part of their agenda. All right, we're going to go to Sage. Good morning, Sage.
Hello?
Hi, Sage. You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I am calling to put a plug in for the swim team this year. I am actually going to be the head coach in addition to being, you know, an employee and lover of KYUK. I'm going to be the swim team head coach, and we're going to have a meeting at the BRHS cafeteria at 5:30 on Monday. And so anyone interested in swimming, that's high schoolers and middle schoolers, although middle schoolers can't compete, should come down to the cafeteria and hear a bit about what practice is going to look like, what requirements are for the team, what the state requirements are, and the upcoming swim schedule. So the season will run. The first practice day is Wednesday, August 6th, and the season runs through the beginning of November if someone makes it to state.
Oh, so it starts next Wednesday?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, they better jump on this on Monday if they're interested. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Now, did you, have you been a swim coach before?
Yeah, I have taught swimming for a very long time, and I was a very competitive club swimmer as a kid.
Where?
So, down in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I, as an adult, I've taken up ocean swimming. I don't do it as much here, but I competed in half Ironman ocean swim.
What?
In the
last place
that I lived, which was pretty fun.
Well,
so,
you know,
anyway, I go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I also used to be a swim coach. Like,
yeah,
long time ago. And I used to swim for Mission Viejo Natadores in Southern California.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
I was the Lincoln High School Cardinals out of Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And the Tualatin Hills Thunderbolts was my my club team.
Okay. What was your best stroke?
Breaststroke.
Oh, me too.
Wow.
Okay, we'll have to compare some notes on that. Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. So anyway, just a reminder, it is, if you have a kid interested in swimming, that they can come to the BRHS cafeteria at 5:30 on Monday, August 4th, for about a 30-minute meeting. Parents should also come if they're interested in learning more, and we'll chat with you then.
Is there any cost?
To the swim team? I don't believe
to the
so.
Participants, like a fee or anything like that? Okay.
I mean, you need a swimsuit and such, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's awesome to do that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, did you ever do much swimming, Iris, in your day?
I haven't lately, but yeah, I used to love swimming when I was in high school.
Oh, good. So you know how.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. Oh, I have to keep redoing the password on this to open up the announcements here. Let's see. All right. So did you also link the announcements here?
Yeah, it should be a tab on the left, one of the two tabs. There's the Weathers and Trinodromes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not used to that. All right. There we go. All right. So I'll just give a quick Thunderdrome announcements. Due to a loss of pressure during maintenance, a boil water notice is in effect for piped water customers in the Bethel Heights neighborhood until further notice. Okay, and there are back-to-school supply donation drives at the Malone Insurance, Stan's Barbershop, Delta Western, and the VFW Bingo Hall. Donations will be accepted at the August 2nd Saturday Market at the Cultural Center. That's right, there's a Saturday market tomorrow. And then calling all junior and senior high... we just had this announced. Well, I'll just read this. All junior and senior high school students interested in swimming on a swim team, join YK Fitness Center on Monday, August 4th, at 5:30 at the BRHS cafeteria for a quick meeting. Okay, so it's not at the fitness center. It's at BRHS for a quick meeting on practice requirements and the season ahead. If you have questions, you can email joe_arrowwood@lksd.org. Okay. So, getting a swim team going. All right. So what else is going on in our beloved town? I think we have a new movie. So there's the same movie that was last week, The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Did you see that, Iris?
No, but I've been hearing a lot of people watching it and saying it's a good movie.
It is. It is. So you should go see it this weekend.
I need to.
Yeah. And then the other one is Bad Guys 2.
Oh, I wonder if I've seen the first one on Netflix before.
You might have.
I think so.
It's cartoon.
Oh.
Cartoony. This is probably one that Matthew's going to take his young cousins to. Even though he really wants to go himself.
So fun.
Anyway, Bad Guys 2 is playing this weekend along with Fantastic Four. I saw Fantastic Four last week. I thought it was really good and fun. And I think there's going to be more of those shows because it kind of ended, you know, a little bit with a twist. So I think there'll be a next steps and a kind of a series of Fantastic Fours. All right, so we're going to go to a caller here in a sec. Excuse me, we're going to go to Morris. Good morning, Morris. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Long time I call to this English schedule. I'm from Nunavichok, lifelong here since 1968, and right now, today, there's some organization coming here to interview the community on the need for relocation for better grounds, and they want to put us in the national spotlight. And last year I went to Manaus, Brazil, to the Inter-American Human Rights Amicus Court hearing. Their report came out not too long. And another one emailed that they want me to share my testimony on a tribunal on ecocide this coming November. United Nations Climate Conference in Belém, Brazil. I just wanted to shout out that one.
Okay. Wow, that's really important. What was your visit like when you went to that human rights conference?
It took me 3 days from here, Nunap, to go down to Brazil. And we made sure for my spot to say all that I needed to say in 2 minutes after 3 days of going down there.
Okay, wow, that was quite a trip. I'm glad you went on something like that, though.
Getting deeper, higher and deeper, it's just coming this way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
We are not.
Oh, okay, thank you. Did he hang up? Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. So we're going to go to the weather. Today there'll be isolated showers after 1 p.m. This is for the Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. But mostly sunny, high near 74, which 74 feels like 80-something when it's out here. And then Saturday, scattered showers after 4 p.m., sunny, high near 70, and Sunday, scattered showers before 7 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 65, And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it's sunny with a high near 74. Saturday, very similar, sunny, high near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. Doesn't look like there'll be any rain or anything like that for the lower Kuskokwim Valley. All right, so that's our weather and some of our announcements. I'm going to give out the numbers here again. If you'd like to call in, 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'm going to go to our caller, Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Oh, look, good morning, Avalogiso. Hey, Drew and everybody's good morning, but I got three people's complaints. Well, the first one is on the local post office. I hate to complain about them, but even our local people are working. But talk about long waiting to get your packages, certified mail, or and all of that. Half hour to maybe almost 45 minutes. Is it a hiring freeze, or we still have a postmaster?
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Why can't they open up that little blue door just for getting packages anyway? I hate to go stand in line to get your certified mail in packages and what they need our help on complaining or what's happening up there. But that need to be fixed anyway. And I hate to complain about it because our local people are working up there and I see the lack of employees looking. But anyway, the second one is, why are the fuel pump prices are not down since the nation's fuel pump prices are down, gas prices? Is it because they got them on the barge and we're staying at that price? And that's one people's complaint on. Shouldn't we go down too as the nation's fuel pump prices go down? But anyway, the third one is, I missed the fish talk yesterday. I was busy. Being August 1st, one complaint I had, why don't the feds hand over the fishing remaining August to the state and open up the river? Why? Commercial fishing and interception happening out there. Me and my people are on restrictions on the Yukon and Kuskokwim. And due to the cuts happening, me and my people need to put away fish for the winter. And today's August 1st. And I know people are waiting for Silvers to return, and I got a complaint on one of them yesterday. Why are we on restrictions? Why they're having a heyday out there in commercial fishing money? And me and my people on subsistence to put away winter fish. I don't know if they're having drift net opportunities on the Yukon, getting on the coastal villages and all the way up. They should have that, give them the opportunity to drift and fill their freezers up. But anyway, in closing, you know, we're having all these earthquakes in the oceans and seas, tsunamis and tidal wave warnings. Do they have warnings on beginning from Bristol Bay on the way up and on the coastal villages all the way up to Barrow? But we no longer have National Weather Service on TV and I hope we have tsunami and tidal wave warnings. You know, back then, Bethel. We had siren, the Bethel Hospital siren go off every noon. There was one by Swanson, right where the old that BNC, or now JVCP. There used to be two sirens. But then we hope that they have warnings, some kind of warning on tidal waves. And tsunamis that are coming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but be safe. Wear your personal flotation devices and have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Yvonne. Appreciate you calling. All right. We're going to go to Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a gentleman complaining about post office. There's simply no health workers, you know. There's nobody. There's so many people with no doing nothing in this town. And, they don't want to work. They simply don't want to work. They go on a food stamp or better be homeless, and, but no one wants to get dirty hands with the work. And that's what is what we're paying for. It's getting worse and worse. You offer no matter what money, and they still don't want to go work. Even young kids, it's like summertime. You know, like get somebody running around clean your yard or something and giving 20, 30, 40 bucks a hour, they don't want it. And what you can do? Nothing. It's everybody spoiled somehow and no respect the dollar or two. All day, you know, you just get anything. But post office, I know from the people who were working there, there was line 30 people waiting for to get the job in there, the least. And now, for many years, they're advertising for the hire and nobody wanted to do anything. That's one thing. And the, about the gas and stuff, you know, a couple months ago, I've been in Hawaii in Big Island, where they really have to bring the oil from somewhere. And in the top, far away from coast, you know, in the middle of Big Island, this gas station on the gas up is $2 less than in Bethel. Well, it doesn't have any sense in there. And what I understood upriver is people paying much less than what we're paying in Bethel. That is rip-off, and there was rip-off all the time. It's so... not fair for local people and community, and there's no competition or what, you know, and or everybody work together against, you know, against the economy in this town. That and somebody complaining about fish, is plenty of fish in the river, and who won't put away, they put away, but this thing have to gear up and go fish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
that simple. It's not wanted somebody ask fish for them or what, you know. It's easy to complain, you know, but just get yourself, put your clip up and go to work or go fish or put the berries away and quit complaining all the time. That's what I won't say in there. And beautiful day to go pick berries or go fishing and go and do it and be safe for the winter and have a nice day and a mushroom coming out. And yesterday I got good two big mushrooms, almost like soup plate, you know, and I cook them up and they was delicious.
Oh, my gosh. How do you cook your mushroom? Those big ones that you get.
That's a different way. I boil up a little bit. First, I soak them for a couple hours with the salty water, be sure no bugs in there or something. Mm-hmm. Drain them up, clean them up, and boil up for about 10 minutes to make it nice and floppy like escargot or something like that. And I brown them up. This is what I like it all the time. Brown them up, golden brown onions, and
with
a little butter on it, and... With the bay leaves and pepper salt and those boiled mushrooms. I drain them up and still the juicy from the liquid when they boil a little bit in it and dump it to that hot onions and swim them up for maybe 5 minutes. And salt, pepper, and that's all what you need. A little bit of crackers with it, and you can't quit eating.
That sounds so good. Oh, my gosh.
You do other ways, too. You just, if you want to do a different way and the more work, you just dump a couple eggs, make it like a scrambled eggs with those mushroom, and you will really put some in there. You make a little dough with like ravioli and stuff them up and seal them up, boil up a little bit for maybe 5 minutes so the dough gets good, and use with the soups and stuff like red beet soup, and that is good stuff though.
You did cream of mushroom soup too.
Yeah, and cream of mushroom soup too. I like mushroom soup and. Mm-hmm. I put it in, and I tell you, this wild mushroom, the good mushroom, they give you 10 times more flavor, mushroom flavor with the store mushroom.
Wow. Well, that's really cool.
Really, that two mushrooms that I got, they make it me big frying pan full and so flavor and smell, even outside, if somebody come in there, what are you cooking?
Do you have knowledge on a lot of different mushrooms, or do you just know the one you like?
I know it was mushroom from in Poland. We have so many. From little kids, you learn it. They have a really poison one too, and
right,
you have to learn. Yeah, and they eat your liver with 24 hours if you're getting mad. But the really good one you know right away, and they have variety. Some of them cook like steak. You break them in, and they're bleeding. Is red blood coming out from that.
Mm-hmm.
You just cook them like steak, both sides. It's like the portobello mushroom, the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And they call rich in Poland, but they have really flavor.
Hmm.
And the porcini is the best, you know, the natural pantry have them sometimes, those porcini. They is like $68 a pound.
Wow.
One good mushroom is $68, you know.
Wow.
And we have plenty in Poland. And those kind of porcini is family growing by my house.
Ugh.
So I print those wood borks from Alaska Mill and Feed, and they come from Fairbanks area. And I guess I print those fungus, mushroom fungus, because those mushrooms start growing.
Wow. Oh my God! They did a trans. They flew in.
Yeah, they flew in and adopted the weather and they're coming up every year. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but always every year something come out and make me happy. And I make it pictures and send to my brothers and sister in Poland. To make them jealous, I get in Alaska, same mushroom would they have to go to the rainforest and picking, I have him on my porch.
Perfect.
Perfect,
I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, have a good day. And,
yeah, you have a good day too, Sari. All right. We're gonna,
bye-bye.
We're going to go to our little two-minute break, and we'll be back shortly.
Hi, this is Norman Jaffe from Bethel Search and Rescue. Wise to stay on the snow machine trail or the ice road and be wary of all single tracks. Just because one person made it doesn't mean you will. You're listening to KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
KYUK's Tundra Drums announcements are one of the strongest links between the people and their communities. From local event announcements to lost and found, get in the know. The Tundra Drums announcements every weekday following the morning, noon, and evening KYUK local newscast.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Give out the numbers real quick again. Oh, my. Sounds like my voice is coming in and out. Okay. Are you regulating the... Let me get myself situated over here, too. Okay. I think that's it. It's a little bit touch more. Okay. I'm going to give out the numbers again. 907-543-5985 and 907-543-2756. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Do the Yupik call-in shows have station breaks like that? I don't speak Yupik, but I don't think they do.
Iris, do you know if the Yupik talk shows also have station breaks like this, every half hour?
No, they don't. They keep going for the full hour and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the answer to your question, Susan. Just this show.
Question. Okay. I wanted to, Yvonne called about tsunami warnings. They're global, and wherever the earthquake is, if there was one north of what that big one was, north of the Aleutian Chain, then it would be this part of Alaska would get the warnings. The tsunami center in Palmer, we grew up knowing about that and knowing about tsunamis. And, anywhere in the world there'd be one. That place actually was an authority on that also. And that's back in the 60s and 70s. So they made a lot of advances since then, but I was pretty impressed with what they could do with the Palmer Tsunami Center about earthquakes anywhere in the world. I guess how they kept in touch with each other was like those radios they used in emergencies. Can't remember what it's called, ham radios. But now it's way more advanced and digital, and they're actually more accurate and more detailed now. Anyway, and then his question about the fuel prices, why don't they go down when it's set with what they come in on? Well, they're set with what they come in on with the fuel companies also dealing with profit margins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have to pay more for fuel, that's the price it's set on. And then other parts of the world, when the price goes down again, if they deducted it, they'd take a loss. And we've seen it work both ways. We've seen us get fuel at a low price, and it goes up other places. That's really rare, but we've seen it work both ways. I have, the length of time I lived here. Anyway, I want to stress about the financial situation that's looming above KYUK's head right now. You know, as you all know, there was a cut with the budgets. And you're still there, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, some things are funded calendar year. You know, calendar year ending in December, mm-hmm. starts in January. State funding is usually the state fiscal year, which ends end of June, starts in July.
Mm-hmm.
Federal funding ends end of September, starts in October. That's federal funding fiscal year. And this is a federal fund. This is a check they're not going to get in October, 2 months away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 70% of the funding for KYUK. And people are talking about alternative ways of getting funding, tribal entities or whatever. But we're talking about something 2 months away. 2 months away. What's going to be there? I want to just throw out there in case anyone's interested, and I'll help with it, but we need to do like an epic fundraiser, big time, really big time fundraiser. I don't know, but I'll be at the Saturday market doing the school supply drive, and anybody wants to share ideas with me or whatever. I'm just thinking between now and October, that's it, and it's such a valuable resource. And
right,
you know, GCI Cablevision ends this weekend. They're disconnecting all the Cablevision customers.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's going to want to go to DirecTV or whatever you call that. The Elon Musk little satellites. Yeah.
Yeah.
SpaceX. Not everybody wants to deal with that, and want to, I know there's other channels that come in thanks to KYUK. You can just do that with your TV, but that's part of their funding. I mean, your talk show, that's part of their funding.
Mm-hmm.
All
the programming.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. You know, maybe in 4 years with a new president will undo all the damage that's being done right now, but there's only so much recovery from what we're going through now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are crazy times.
I wish I understood. I don't really understand if the fiscal year ends at the end of September.
That's federal fiscal year.
So what will will KYUK, is that a potential time when it's going to shut down in October?
Well, they're going to have to.
I mean, I don't know what
they're probably looking at downsizing strategies and layoffs and services. I mean, there's only so much they can do when you got 30% of your funding left.
Which probably just covers basically the electricity.
You know, it's just, it costs a lot to do business. And this is a dilemma for all of rural Alaska. This is a dilemma for all of them. You know, you only have so much corporate and business resources to help you in a rural community as opposed to a station in Anchorage or in Fairbanks or whatever. And this is just something we really got to.
I haven't heard anything of what this might actually mean. I have the sense it's somehow we're going to pull through, but these are the ramifications. This is what will happen starting in October.
They just got hit with it. I'm sure they're having their board meetings and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we all got just hit with it, and that's, you know, that's the reality. But we have a school supply drive going, and I'll have a collection box at the
Saturday market.
Saturday market, and
thank you.
These are crazy times, you know. Right now, Epstein's girlfriend's probably gonna get a full pardon. All she needs to do is say what Trump wants her to say to save his butt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the kind of times we live in now. This is the reality. And I couldn't believe all the things that have happened in my lifetime that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what my parents, both World War II vets, warned us about, that something, this is how it creeped into Germany. This is how people changed. This is how things got ugly. It's a gradual thing. And Hitler's playbook, that's basically what I'm thinking Trump's following. And I know 3-time Trump voters that are finally admitting they got duped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say I've been duped, I've been conned. I mean, it's hard to admit. But, you know, when I find I made a mistake or I changed my mind on something, I feel like I've grown.
Yeah.
It actually feels good. I'm evolving. I'm not stuck in my ways. But, you know, the pillaging is happening, and, you know, Job Corps shut down. I mean, and now that 988 call for the people that are needing emotional help and support, there's different, when people call that, like, there's different codes, like if you're a vet, push 1, I don't know,
right,
if you're whatever,
right.
Push. They got rid of the one for the LGBTQ.
Cube
community.
Yep.
They got rid of that option.
Right. That's so crazy.
I know. So if somebody, young man or whatever, is feeling confused or bullied at school on the internet, you know, the bullying on the internet is so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
When they feel like that and they call that number, and instead of getting a focused thing on, you know, you're not alone and this is a support that you can have and whatever, now they get it, you know, to the generic counseling, which, you know, I suppose it's professional in its own way, but it's not focused on those issues. And that got wiped out. I mean, things are being, you know, I don't care if people believe the news. Look around you and just see what's happening. Just see what's happening. If you're not going to believe the news, believe what you see and hear, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's happening right now around us, you know.
Okay, well, thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Other than
it.
That, you all have a good, safe weekend and enjoy the weather. And anybody that wants to help with food bank bag sorting, I got that going on. We got a work party today from 1:30 to 3:30 at the warehouse next to the winter shelter. Anybody that wants to come see the magic happen, this is how we get ready for the food bank, which will happen the following weekend.
Next weekend, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It will be the following weekend, August 9th. And hopefully we'll have school supplies to give out, too, there.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, but meanwhile, if anybody wants to check it out, the warehouse, I'll be there 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay,
and
thanks
I only
for that.
Do 2-hour shifts because it's so nice out, and after 2 hours, you kind of start making mistakes. So mm-hmm. I only do 2-hour work shifts. All right, thank you.
That's smart. Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to go to Fritz. Thank you for calling, Fritz. Fritz?
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Yeah, well, ever since they quit doing the replay over the phone, nobody is able to, you know, it's hit or miss with the answering phone calls.
Oh.
Yeah, there used to be a background, you know, along with the radio that we were able to listen and we'd be ready when you say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good point. I'll bring that up. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, great weather we've been having this week. You know, it's been great. A lot of berries, abundant and subsistence way of life, you know, berries, fish, what have you down there. You know, coming to this Trump or Biden, you know, it's either way, you know, I don't think we're going to lose KYUK. KYUK needs more research done before they say, oh, they're going to close KYUK down. No, those aren't facts. You know, we need more researchers done before mm-hmm. anything is said on KYUK, especially on the Yuktiyuk ones also.
Yeah.
You know, the Yuktiyuk ones that the native call-in show, they're always biased. They're going what the leftist is saying. Now, is that the purpose of KYUK is to put out one-sided news? Well, that's what is exactly happening today. Yupik and English.
Well, you're voicing your view right now, right?
I am voicing my opinion because I've heard KYUK go on the air and hosting in Yupik saying biased news.
Oh.
Now, is that right or is that legal? Maybe we should, you know, do an internal investigation and look at start going to the KYUK Board of Directors meetings. And I've brought this up in the past to all the workers there, you know. We need to be, you know, neutral-minded. We can't be saying, oh, Trump did this and Trump did that on the news. You know, that's totally illegal, you know. If people are saying, you know, there's going to be something wrong with KYUK, they're going to cut the funding. Yeah, they'll probably cut it probably to a minimum. But the things I'm saying, they're, you know, speculations like everybody else's. But one person's voice goes a long way,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're Democrat supporters. That's what Democrat is run out here in the rural Alaska villages, because MSNBC is notorious for that.
Okay. Well, they didn't prevent Trump from winning. So, and all of our representatives to Congress are Republican for the state of Alaska, to the House and Senate. So
and
maybe it's not as powerful as you...
Career politicians we need to get rid of.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dan Sullivan. Lisa Murkowski. We all know Lyman Hoffman's not going to run, so we need to put somebody in his place. Not me. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
and then
so
Nelly Jimmy's seat. You know, we need to do something. We need to replace all these career politicians out of Congress.
Okay.
You know, it's along with all the boards. ABCP, YK,
oh.
Traditional councils.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
All right.
Yep, that's all I got. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you, Fritz. All right, bye. All right, we're going to go to Bev Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev.
Hi, good morning. I
follow that.
I'm sorry, you know, the truth is, Fritz, is that Trump did away with public broadcasting funding. That's the truth. It's everywhere in the news. He dismantled the education department, dismantled veteran care programs, dismantled, you know, Medicaid. And, yeah, we're not affected yet, but just wait, you know, when people need to come in from the villages. But anyway, on this beautiful day, I just want to let people know that, once again, we will be holding a peaceful protest tomorrow from 12 noon to 1, protesting all these cuts that this Trump administration and DOGE have done. And again, we're asking people, bring your American flags, bring your signs, and join us. We're going to just stretch out along the highway and peacefully protest, because voices need to be heard. If you are sitting comfortably where you're at, like, I know AVCP is already affected. YKHC, I heard already they've cut 5% in their budget, and you know it's going to have to be more. The school district, all of our school districts all through Alaska are affected by Trump's cuts, and it all falls back to him. I disagree that we need to do this clean sweep of AVCP and YKHC and, you know, all of that. It's so sad and frustrating. I'm an undeclared voter. I'm looking for that person that can find enough common ground. I don't know if that's possible. But I just having a hard time, as other people are having a hard time with what's going on. If you are a criminal and illegally entered into this country, let's figure that out. But what's happening, even here in Alaska, they are taking people from their homes, from their work, and illegally deporting them without cause, without representation, without warrants. That I don't agree with. But anyway, I'm hoping that even with all this angst that, you know, people will, whether we have 5 people, 10 people, 30 people, I just want to invite anyone that feels like-minded, join us in this peaceful protest.
And where do you want people to meet?
At the Culture Center.
Okay.
And at noon, and we'll only be there for an hour. And, yeah.
Okay. And people can honk when they drive by.
I think I'll make a sign, honk. Honk.
Yeah.
Honk for America, you know, the America that I love. Anyway, okay. Thanks, Diane. Everybody,
thanks, Bev.
Enjoy this beautiful day.
Have
bye-bye.
A good day. Okay. And we're going to go to Cesari, part 2. Hello, Cesari.
Yeah, hello again. There was a couple of phone calls, that first one, and Bev. You know, I see those protesters and stuff, they're talking about protesting, and one of those protesters having big time. We step with the dog poop and clean your shoes, because this thing is really bad. I know we step in the dog poop, but that was 4 years ago, and we're right now all the way to the nose, and it's hard time to clean up. After you sinking with the dog poops for 5 years or 4 years, and this thing been going bad, one of these days have to, that's this result, we don't have nobody to work because it's spoiling us from everything is give me. And about the broadcasting, I like KYOK, I like, I like cities keep going. They've been going before, even we have a TV station in here, and everything been going fine. And be more donation probably if they need it, if they not be one-sided too much. It's Lacha Kadav from anybody would speak up on opinion and can say on opinion because you'll be cut off. And with the one Congress I watching that was investigating not all of those radio stations, PBS and AARP, and one congressman asked, talking about the board of director, directors, and it's nationwide, it's 87 directors on PBS and AARP, and asked how many is Republican in there. And he said, oh, I don't know. And they investigate. He said, I check. There is not one Republican of the board of the directors here. It's all Democrats, and all of them pushing to one direction to support Democrats. Otherwise, they'd be kicked out from there.
So you must be happy with Trump deciding to get rid of
anything. I'm not happy with anything. If I have neighbors and they're sitting on my back and be telling me to give him everything to away, and he's just sitting on his butt and not doing nothing, of course I'm not going to give him nothing. You know, if somebody's sitting on the radio sitting and every time when they're saying something, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not right, it's not only bad things what's going on. And just like I said many times, if you feel you need to save money, you have to tighten your belt. That is distorting this whole thing. This little time, not talking with dog poops and stuff. And we will be with the dog. We've been and we're all the way for 5 years now. And to clean up that thing, we need a little bit tighter belt. And you have to do it. Not everybody's taking out the hand to give me this, like, for gold. Mine stuff, give me money for that, and soon when they turn back, they shut you guys off. You know, that is not right to be one-sided all the time and sticking out hands to donate it and turn the back and stabbing me to back. That is not right, what I think. That's my opinion, and that's what I would say. Okay, have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, okay. So we had a caller, but I think they hung up, right?
I think they're calling back. Should I answer?
Yeah, answer. We'll give them 2 minutes.
He'll call back when there's more time.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right. Well, then that's probably going to be our show for today. I have a quick announcement that there's a Ute Ball raffle tickets for sale at AC and, Ute Basketball Association Facebook page. And you can get your tickets, like I said, they're for sale at AC, raffle tickets for Ute Basketball. And the drawing is at 7 p.m. tonight. And another email goes like this. I see a ton of kids riding on four-wheelers with 3 to 4 people when a four-wheeler can only hold 2 people. It is a safety issue that needs to be solved. Well, there are some laws, so hopefully, well, yeah, I see that too. Let's see. And then I think the announcement, Bethel... UPC, I think that's United Pentecostal Church, has Vacation Bible School from July 31st to August 2nd. Let's see. So today it'll be from 1 to 5, and Saturday it'll be from 1 to 4. Doors open at 12:45 each day, and this is at the Bethel United Pentecostal Church. You can call Josh and Danielle Craven at 545-3378 if you want more information. All right, I'm glad I got that out. All right, have a wonderful day, everyone.